Emerson says, "Medaf Milhav Mazevi Vos." You just finished saying that. You don't really have to say anything. Emerson, I never called him Kivi in my life. I mean, used to come to the Beis Medrash very often, especially Leil Shabbos, East 17th Street. We weren't zeicha to have him in the new Beis Medrash. And it's not because Kivi is a nickname or it's mitzamtzim him. No, it's just that I didn't see Kivi. I saw another nichbad admiyot. And Emerson, he won me over because he always used to ask me questions about my drushes, which, you know, any rav who like it. That's Chmenas, two nekudas. I always looked at to see that somebody should be my Rebbe. Was kann ich lernen von ihm? Two nekudas that I felt so strongly, all of us, I mean, all of you, and certainly felt it every single day and throughout the years. His tremendous koyach of conveying his love for his chaverim, for the people that he was quote-unquote mekarev, says, oyev es habliyos mekoven la'toyla. And the Farshim say that has to be the Seder Hadvarim. You can't look at a person like he's a chevtza, like the Brisker Rav said about Bikachaylim. You know, I'm not your chevtza, Bikachaylim. He had this koyach of oyev es habliyos that was so profound that Memele von Dem is always gekommen, the Mekoven la'toyla, and the other person took them. I mean, you just heard from Jeff. I mean, it's gewaldic. And the Avas HaTorah that he had was no volume. And I was thinking to myself that what does it take for a person who, of course he doesn't complain, he doesn't talk about the fact that he can't turn his neck. There's some people that kvetch all the time about nonsense, and there's some people that have a lot of gvura. But Yechmenas, maybe it doesn't come from gvura alone. It's when you have that level of avas haTorah. There's a Yid that lives Mamash Ant Kegen, Mendel Weiss. His Shver Zechon Levoch L'Chayil Mabo was Rabbi Avram Broidy. He was a Malamid, a Rebbe in Torah V'Das, a massive Talmud Chacham. In the later years, he was extremely, excruciatingly suffering from Yena Machla, as they call it. And nevertheless, and it was dosed up with morphine and Afal Pikein, so for Gornish Geholfen. And nevertheless, when you walked into the hospital room and you stood by his bed and you said the magic words, Rabkiva Ega Frekt Akasha, Rabkiva Ega Frekt Akasha, all of a sudden he completely forgot about his pain. He said, yeah, was Frekt Rabkiva Ega? And for the next 20 minutes to half an hour, it's Ki'ilu, there was no haggish about anything else. Gvura. No, it wasn't Gura. It was simply that this avas haTorah, this sense that you have about Kivega's Akasha, it's no volume. That's the way I felt with Akiva Shammai. It's a Mayadik Hazach, the Rambam at the very end. The last words of Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam speaks about Yichud, and then speaks about Hirhurim. And the Rambam says, what happens if a person is Mahara? So you could have said that he should be Masiyah Adaitai L'Dvarim Acherim. Fashtetzach, what Dvarim Acherim should be Masiyah Adaitai? Should be Masiyah Adaitai L'Dvarim Acherim of Torah. What else is a person supposed to be Masiyah Adaitai to? But the Rambam doesn't stop there. And it always, I found it very remarkable that the Rambam tells us a pasuk. He has to be Masiyach Daitel Divrei Torah Shehi Ayelis Ahovim V'Alas Chaim Tadeha Yevucha B'Chaleis Ba'Avos HaTish Get Homit. And that's the end of the Rambam. What the Rambam really is saying is that if you love Torah, you can't love anything else. You can't desire anything else if you desire Torah. So your whole desire falls away. Because Nishtok and Andal Zach in the Welt, that's so balipt, it's so wonderful, it's with such a cheshek and such a a geschmack. And the truth of the matter is that when you looked at Akiva Shammai, that is what you saw. You saw a living manifestation of the last words of the Rambam in Nisuri Aviyah. It was Neira volume. I used to take that, and we all have a very big shaychus to Torah. We have a big shaychus to learning. Oh, but to reach a madrega like that, to be able to see the person as a personification of this notion that the Torah is your wife, it's your beloved. I mean, it's not just a real thing. It's not just a reality. It's not just a mitzias, almost a gashmias diga mitzias. It's a beloved. That's very, very rare. So those were the two nekudas that I always felt. It's very interesting. I mentioned this not so long ago. The first, there are three regalims. So the first regal is Pesach. Pesach does not mention one word about Ge'er Yosam Almona, Gornisht. Then there comes Shavuos. And Shavuos it says, Ge'er Yosam Almona, Asher Bikir Becha. Comes to Sukkos, is Ge'er Yosam Almona, Asher Bishar Recha. Very subtle difference. In Asher Chochma, in the Benegeh Teshuas, it says Levi B'Sharecha, and here it says B'Kirbecha. It's a few words, he tries to explain the difference between that. But Benegeh, the Yosan Almon itself, Pesach does not exist B'Chlal. In Shavuos, it's B'Kirbecha, and Doshtet B'Sharecha by Sukkos. Favos. It's very poshut. I drew an analogy from Purim. First, the geris that Mordechai sent out, it says, Mishloach Monosish L'Rieu. It doesn't mention Matanos L'Avyonim at all. And the reason why is very poshut, because when you're just saved, and everybody was in the very same sakona, everybody's everybody else's brother. So there's no such thing as the Oni and the Ger, the Almona, they're sitting on the other end of the tracks. And who cares about them, and who wants to be contaminated with their poverty and their helplessness? So you're not geris them b'chlal. But the day after the Yeshua, everybody, there was no such thing. There were no tracks. There was no other side of the tracks. Is Memelis min Givon Brida? Is from the Brida? Is Mishloach Manasish L'Reyu enough? But the next year, it only took 1 year. Is Igal Sapurim Azay Sashenis? And Dafne Shin Givon Vaita, Ilam Kimin Hagay Noyek. Is the person's on the other side of the tracks? And Memelis, Dafne Damanim, that you have to give Matonis L'Avyonim. Pesach, everybody's a Yoytze Mitzrayim. Yoytze Mitzrayim, there's no such thing. Avada, das doch mein Bruder. In the same matzav, the same boat, there was no such thing. Then comes a yontif where there's a little bit of a katsir, is ready a chiluk, aber von deswegen bleibt das bekir becha. Chag Osif, sich an alts fatik, I took it into my house, ibn shin da gvir, is damus is nicht bekir becha anymore, damus is shin bisharecha, sif von der Weitens. Akiva Shammai's koyach was that every single day, a gans yor, there was no such thing as bikir becha, and certainly not bisharecha. It says meiner abuda. And these two koyches, this koyach of oyevis habriyos betachlis behechleit, you just don't find it so often. You don't find it bichlal. And this inyan, it wasn't Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, which it was, but it was much more than that. The Torah was fire inside of him, and it was such a beloved that Pashit, he wasn't margish the way we would have been margish. Bar Minan, if we would have. Because his whole Mahus was so taken, and that's how he was able to convey it. It's Toli Zebazeh. And that's where you have a Jeff. So all I can say is he's lichoy baruch, he's malamed Torah la'ama Yisrael ad hayayim v'ad b'chlal. Because every time we remember it, it's a machayiv. Every time we remember it, abo vos nem in mi'ar leis from them. And the teretz is, azah avas Yisrael, azah avas ha'Torah, is never enough. You can never live up to it. So it always is with you, as his wonderful brother said. It's always with you. It'll never be poisek. You should be zeicha taka te nishmasi tzlua b'tzlua chayim. That's exactly what it means, tzlua b'tzlua chayim. The connection is never lost. You should be zeicha taka till Malal is Deus Hashem. When Mach Hashem Duma Me'al Kol Panim.